Friday podcast, friends. It is a John DeBella Show Daily Podcast, Thursday, May 10th. How the heck are you? Dave here and all the good stuff. The Sixers may have lost to Boston last night, but we had the last laugh this morning when we found out about something that happened at their zoo up there in Beantown. Mother's Day is approaching. We hit the phones to hear about advice you got from your mom that you may or may not have heeded. Comedian Lisa Lampanelli, who is not a mother, thankfully, she joined us this morning for her typical 5 minutes of offending everything and everyone. And Dave's beatdown continued as we keep handing out Phil Collins tickets at 8:35 every morning. See how I handle today's beats, and perhaps you will be on the phone with us tomorrow at 8:35. I think after hearing today's, you'll know how to act appropriately when John asks you to guess if I will guess correctly or not. A whole bunch of other stuff in here for you. Hope you dig it. As always, let's get straight to it. It is the Daily Podcast.
I didn't realize this bet went on during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I remember it.
That there was a bet between the New England Zoo and the Philadelphia Zoo, right, on whoever would win the Super Bowl, the other zoo would have to name an animal after the quarterback. All right.
I didn't know that was happening.
So it ends up that they were both both zoos had goats that were pregnant,
yes,
and would give birth around, you know, just after the Super Bowl. So there is now a goat in the New England Zoo called Foles.
Yes. Big win. Sixers lost, but who cares? We have Foles up in the zoo.
We got a goat.
That's right.
In reality, when you're thinking about it, shouldn't the loser have a goat named Foles?
No, because
Brady, you know.
No, right? Because goat has changed. The term goat has changed to greatest of all time.
Yeah, it's an acronym.
Yeah. Oh, it is no longer, oh, you're the goat, you screwed up, idiot. No, it's now greatest of all time.
Oh, see that? You learn something new every day. Yesterday it was words. Today it's anagrams.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I can't hear anything. I think it's gone.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I can't hear a thing you're thinking.
102.9.
Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
MGK.
Now, we've been talking Mother's Day for the past couple of days. Of course, that's this coming Sunday. And over the years, more than likely, you have gotten some advice from dear old mom. Some things she told you to do. And, well, they just didn't work. Or maybe there's something that you ignored that she told you to do, and it would have worked, and you ended up going down the wrong road altogether.
Yeah.
So we're curious this morning as to what those little pieces of advice were that didn't work or you ignored and it would have worked. And call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Does that fall into a category for either you two?
My mom gave pretty solid advice. Uh-huh. She wasn't a fan of me going bar hopping
with
friends, growing up very Christian.
Right.
I even had a video game once, I remember, where if you walked into a bar in the video game, you'd lose a life. You'd lose energy. I ended up meeting my wife in a bar.
Yeah.
All right. So there's some perks.
So basically, ignoring mom's advice worked to your advantage.
Yes, indeed.
All right. You know, my mom, her idea of when I started to make money on my own, right? This was her financial advice. Put it in a passbook savings account.
A what?
Right. Like a savings account. You know, we used to have you guys never had passbook savings.
I don't know what is passbook.
Yeah. It literally was a little book that you had that you would bring to the bank, and every time you made a deposit or withdrawal, they would stamp it into the book.
Oh, right? Weird.
Right? Yeah. Wow. So, and that was my mom's idea of financial security was just a savings account.
Okay.
That was it. Right. Yeah, really? Right?
Beats under the mattress.
As soon as I started to make money, right, I had everyone in the world going, what the hell are you doing? It's the worst thing. Oh, look, you're getting 2% a year.
Have you heard of stocks?
Right. So.
My mom, and I'm actually texting with her right now. She's on her way to work. In a hospital. So she's a nurse. She said to me that I should, maybe become a doctor following my grandfather's footsteps.
Grandpa Belgo.
Belgo, yes. Number one, follow number one's footsteps. Well, number three didn't listen because number three is standing here talking to you on the radio like an idiot.
Third time's not the charm.
So what is it for you? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Mom advice that didn't work or advice you ignored and it would have worked. 215-263-WMGK. Cindy, please tell me that you have heard of a passbook savings account.
Of course I have.
Okay, neither one of these two did. Right. And that was my mom's big advice to me. Just put it in a bank. Yeah, and let it sit there and get that 1.5, 1.75% interest. Oh, yeah.
Damn, interest was high back then.
I mean, I'm looking, so maybe it's sort of the same thing. I've been doing that Ancestry.com stuff, and I found some photos of old relatives' bank books. Is that sort of the same thing?
Yeah, that's what it is.
So this one from 1892?
Oh, cool. No, well, it's a little earlier than Cindy and I were using them. Right? You know, they weren't on parchment. They weren't on parchment. Yeah, I'll make it. Hey, I'll make you feel the same way. You ready for this one?
Yeah, sure.
Remember Kate and John plus 8?
Yeah.
Septuplets?
Yeah.
They're 14 years old today.
That does nothing for me.
Nothing? Okay.
I was only 15 when they were babies. So.
Okay.
Right. Come on, man. 1892 bank book that you owned.
We got a deposit coming in on Telegram.
Oh, here comes the horse.
DeBella got paid.
Does this finger look familiar to you? So, Cindy, did mom ever give you any advice that that didn't work or you ignored and it would have worked perfectly?
Well, she always used to say to me, why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free?
All right. And you were a major mooer back in the day. So.
Well, I can't say I took her advice, but right. I mean, everything worked out. I just had to find the right farmer.
There's a way to put it. All right. Now, have you passed that on to your girls?
Nah.
What the hell?
Be a hypocrite.
Right. That's it. Here's the advice. Use a condom. that was it. And of course, with Mother's Day upon us, and we always say father knows best, right? But in this case, well, maybe mom did know best, or maybe you didn't pay attention. We're looking for that advice that mom gave you that didn't work, or the advice you ignored that would have worked. So the number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. And this morning, we start out with Tony. All right, Tony, so was it advice you listened to? Was it advice you ignored? What was it?
I ignored the advice because I was young and dumb, 26 years old. I'm 53 now, and my mom told me not to get married to the first lady, and I ignored her, and it was a complete failure.
She saw this coming down the line. She knew that this was not the right woman.
Yeah.
You live and you learn, right, Tone?
Yes, sir.
In Tony's case, you live, you learn, and you pay for it.
Yeah, right.
Let's try John over here. John, what was it for you? Did you listen to her, or did you ignore it and it would have worked?
Always listen. Moms are never wrong, even if they are wrong.
Okay, well, this sounds like a man who's been married too long.
This is a husband speaking.
Absolutely.
Does she order your food for you?
Absolutely.
Does she still cut your meat?
Not yet.
Have a good morning. All right, Craig, so advice from your mom.
Oh, it worked. First off, John Booyakasha.
Booyakasha.
So my mom, as growing up, she used to say every time I bring a girl home, and she knew I was, one of those wild childs.
Right.
She would always tell me, and she did it in front of my dates after I let them meet him, and we were walking out the door. She'd always turn around and say, now, Craig, don't be silly, wrap your willy.
Oh, my God. Oh. Well, Mom, thanks for ending that date.
Odds were that I was definitely going to be
doing the happy dance. Okay, yeah. All right.
So now here I am, 33 years old, married, and now expecting my first child. So that advice has actually worked and kept me sane through my 20s.
Nice. Good. Nice. All right. And that's that much less money you had to spend. A good morning.
You too. Thanks, John. Thanks.
Conrad. All right. What
good
was
morning,
it?
John.
Was it advice you listened to or advice you ignored?
I listened to and wished I hadn't.
Okay, what was that?
In the spring, they'd say, oh, go take your shirt off and go get that first row of good sunburn out of the way so you don't have to worry about it the rest of the summer. And yes, I have had one melanoma removed so far.
Oh, my Lord.
See, that's why they say father knows best.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Although he got the same thing.
he was listening to mom.
Yeah, of course. Harry, what about you?
I didn't take my mom's advice. She asked me not to go back into the military.
You're here today, and we thank you for your service.
Thank you.
So maybe it kind of balanced out.
6 days after I signed back up for the Guards, Saddam invaded Kuwait, and I ended up back in the Middle East for Desert Storm.
Oh, man.
6 days.
We appreciate the service, but sorry you had to go through that.
Thank you, John.
Court, that's really your name, Court?
Courtney.
Oh, okay, thank you. Thank you. That makes a hell of a lot more sense now. So, Courtney, was it advice that Mom gave you that didn't work? Or was it advice that you ignored and it would have worked?
It wouldn't have worked because my mom had absolutely no clue what she was talking about.
Give us an example.
My mother is the stereotypical Jewish guilt trip woman.
Okay.
I absolutely love her 5 feet tall spitfire of a woman.
Okay.
However, she forgets that I'm adopted.
A lot.
And she's sitting there on the phone trying to give me birthing advice. And I'm going through the birth of my first child. She says, now when I gave birth to you, and I'm trying to go, Mom, no. And she goes, now listen to me. This is what I'm trying to tell you because it's correct. When I gave birth to you.
For your next child, call us and we'll step you through the delivery, okay?
I think that sounds a bit more plausible.
Have a great morning.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Don't ever, ever, ever touch
John DeBella.
You understand?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Don't touch it!
MGK.
What do they do in basketball if they got a stretch? I mean,
sometimes you have to wipe up the floor if somebody falls and they're all sweaty.
Yeah.
My wife hates that part.
Yeah.
The sweat towel.
The sweat towel or the wiping the floor?
Well, both.
Both, yeah.
My wife hates my towel also.
Right.
You keep one on the couch next to you while you're watching?
I'm trying to stretch here. What? And you come back with my wife hates my... I'm stretching because we got a whole lot of loot coming up. And if we go into it too early, people miss the word. So, I'm doing my best to stretch here. And you start talking about your wife hates your towels?
No, I can't. John, if you missed it right off the bat, you can't come back a minute later.
I want to keep our audience, too.
Describe the towel I'm talking about.
All right.
Okay?
All
right. That'd be an FCC violation.
I think. All right.
You're a violation.
you know what? I was hoping that, that's what I thought when you said it. And I said, he wouldn't have gone there. He wouldn't have gone there at all.
I think we've sufficiently stretched. Yeah, would you agree?
I think so.
Let's
Even if we're early right now, I don't care.
The John DeBella Podcast.
A bird in the hand's worth two in the bush.
102.9.
I have no bird. I have no bush. God has taken my bird in my bush.
MGK.
It's danger time once again, especially for the Lehigh Valley, because this Saturday night, she will be at the Sands Casino in Bethlehem. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the Queen of Mean returns to our airways. Lisa Lampanelli is here. Good morning, darling.
Hello, you handsome devil. I can't wait to come to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, gateway to Hazleton. Oh, wow. Will they receive me well in McAdoo and Allentown? I can't wait.
Well, in Allentown, you can get all of your Puerto Rican fans to come to your show.
Really? So it's full of a lot of those illegal aliens?
No, they're Puerto Ricans.
Same thing! As Donald Trump said, we need a wall, don't we? But that wouldn't keep Puerto Ricans out, so we need to stop fishing boats from coming back and forth. Wasn't that, by the way, John, seriously though, I thought it was so funny when Trump would talk about the wall, just as an aside, because I always thought Donald Trump's wall idea is a lot like his penis. No one wants to see it, and it's never going up.
Wow.
See, now that is the kind of witty repartee you would have heard had Lisa Lampanelli been the White House correspondence host.
Okay, what did you think about that? Because I thought she was doing pretty good, and I have to say I agree that Sarah Huckabee Sanders stuff, it wasn't needed. It just, I don't know why she did that. That was just wrong for me.
I would have gone in harder. See, John, this is what people don't get. A roast is a tough thing. You have to go in there tough. I would have said something about everyone who was on that thing that would have made their head spin off, but they would have expected it from me.
All right.
They didn't know this Michelle Wolf. That was the problem.
Okay.
See, what Lisa Lampanelli would have said about Trump was, hey, Donald Trump, your foreign policy is shakier than Michael J. Fox. That's what I would have said. You know what else I would have said? I said, hey, Donald Trump, your Trump care is so bad for women, Caitlyn Jenner called her doctor and asked for her penis back. That's what I would have said.
Now, let me ask you about yourself, because, you know, you were one of those large women at one time.
Disgusting is what I call it. Horrific.
All right. And now Jimmy Big Balls is gone. So what's going on in the love life there, lady?
Oh, nothing. I'm not lying to you. I'm well known for this now. I've been celibate for 5 years. The thing is, because I'm going through menopause still, or I just am not interested in dating. Maybe mm-hmm. I just have a fun life without dating. But here's the hazard you got to worry about. When you don't use the you-know-what down there,
right.
Things start to happen. The other day I had on a skirt, I jumped up, a tumbleweed rolled by. So, you know, it's bad when two Southern women appear on a porch and say, what's that dried-up bundle rolling yonder? Why, it's Lisa Lampanelli's barren vagina.
Now, as a New Yorker, what are your feelings about Cynthia Nixon running for governor?
I say we need a lesbian with a clown-like wife as governor.
I've never seen her wife. Is her wife clown-like?
I say, John DiBella, I'm no one to put down women's looks. Wait, I am. I'm the one who does it. I take that back. Seriously, John, you've got to
Google
the
God, picture. I just did.
I
did. Holy hell. See. It looks like the emoji clown.
Oh, my God.
It looks like a redheaded boy.
You know you got to marry a masculine broad when you're Cynthia Nixon and are considered the chick.
She looks like, remember the kid from Goonies?
Yeah, Chunk.
Yes.
Chunk? She looks like Chunk from Goonies.
Well, I don't know what's ironic about this. This story always comes back to me. Is that the kid who was Chunk is now a grown-up. He's a lawyer. He's my lawyer.
No!
Oh, yeah.
Get yes. out!
You always see him yeah. on Where Are They Now.
Lisa Lampanelli is appearing this Saturday night at the Sands Casino in Bethlehem. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. It is always a joy, my dear. I do not see you enough. Please come to town soon.
Absolutely. I freaking love you guys. Can I be honest? When I saw you on my list, I know I say this every time, but I never get sick of saying it. It's always like, oh, good, a call of someone I actually like. So thank you so much.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Question out, this means war.
102.9.
Slaughter all who stand in our way.
MGK.
And yesterday I was talking about the softball I threw, Dave, that I thought at first was just going to be such a winner. And obviously, I was so wrong. What we went with was White Room. All right, come on, White Room, play for us. There we go. And once I started to play it, I realized, oh, man, I threw you such a softball.
Yeah, the cadence there is yeah, a total giveaway.
Yeah, yeah. Although when we did Who Are You, I was totally amazed that you were able to get this.
This one took me a second. Once he launches into the beat, then yeah. it became obvious.
Right, right. All right, and you managed yeah. to get it. So, your isolated track for today.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Let's see what Robert has to say. Robert, good morning to you. How you doing?
Fine, John. How you doing,
sir? I'm doing just fine. All right. So, what do you think? You know, Dave's been rather impressive all week this week.
Yeah.
He's only
yeah.
gotten one wrong. All right. Today, is he going to get another one wrong, or will he be right? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, as great as he's been doing, I believe this time he's not going to do it. Sorry, Dave.
Oh, he's not going to do it.
You have little faith.
You think you're going to go wrong. All right. Well, all right. Dave, I got to tell you, I think I may have a curveball for you this morning. I might be helping Robert out.
Let's
here.
Let's find out.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here is today's isolated drummer and isolated song.
Oh, my God. I think he just got it. Are you serious? The look on his face.
All right.
At first, I was thinking Zeppelin.
Oh, my God.
Rock and roll.
Right.
But I think it's derivative of that.
Okay.
I think it's a guy who largely ripped off Bonzo to a high degree. Hearts
okay.
drummer. Oh, what's his name? Is this Barracuda?
Oh, my God.
Yeah!
I know. You got
yes!
Oh, my God.
Pardon me for not knowing Hart's drummer's name, but he was a huge Bonzo fan. He even set up his drums exactly alike.
Wow.
And he ripped off rock and roll there, but that's Barracuda.
Robert, I am sorry. You are incorrect. Let's go over to Ellen and see if she can get a hold of these Phil Collins tickets. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning.
Okay.
How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
Great.
Okay, Ellen, what do you think Dave's going to do this time around? He got the last one right, and Robert thought he was going to get it wrong. What do you think is going to happen?
I think he's going to be right.
You think he's going to be right?
Good choice.
All right, well, Dave, here comes another one at you. All right, we're going old school once again.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You got it already?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
We're past 420, but light it up. Right. Purple Haze.
Purple Haze is correct.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Mitch Mitchell, baby. A drummer so nice, they named him twice.
Ellen, you got yourself a pair of Phil Collins tickets before they even go on sale, darling.
Fantastic.
You've got them from Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. You got to buy Dave a t-shirt when you go to the show.
And bring some purple haze.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.